Chapter 2. Courting Irvin. Maybe I told him I liked the color yellow. I must have. And clearly, Irvin was listening because he did the sweetest thing any guy who'd ever shown romantic interest in me had done to celebrate my birthday. He showed up to my dorm room, grinning, with a dozen yellow roses hidden behind his back. "What are you doing?" I asked, craning to get a peek. "Oh, nothing," he said, laughing. "Just stopping by to check out the birthday girl." Irvin playfully shuffled his tall, lean body from side to side to keep me from seeing what he was hiding, and then finally pulled the flowers from behind his back in the most dramatic of fashions. "For you," he said, bowing. "Happy birthday." Truly, it was an incredibly kind gesture. What guy, a college student no less, woos a fellow student with roses? But that has always been Irvin's way, even before he entered the NBA, even before he got his big paychecks and all of the spotlight that gave him access to whatever his heart desired. He was extremely thoughtful, incredibly generous, and quite the planner. That's just who he is, a people mover, much like he is a point guard in a basketball game, telling everybody where the ball is going to go as he pushes it up the court. He cares about not only the event, but also the process of creating it. That part has always tickled me and proved to be one of the charming characteristics that drew me to him. Indeed, his gift-giving on my 19th birthday didn't stop with the flowers. "Tomorrow," he said, "I'm taking you out. Wear a dress." To understand how big a deal this was, remember, we were in college, and broker than a joke, going out for a slice of pizza or a burger at a restaurant that wasn't tied to the campus cafeteria and our lowly meal plans was a rare enough treat. I mean, going to Arby's meant a dude had feelings for you. But Irvin was taking me to an intimate birthday celebration off campus, to a steakhouse that required we dress up, a real restaurant.